Hello and welcome to All You Ever Wanted to Know. I am Jordan Patswold. In studio with me today, we do have Core Real Estate Inc. Realtor Lloyd Seymour as our guest today on the program. Lloyd, great to see you once again.
Hey, good to see you, Jordan. It's nice. It's 1st of May, nice and sunny out. We got rid of, I'm hoping, our last snowstorm yesterday. April is gone. Winter is over, and I see there's motorcycles out, there's sports cars out. So people are out enjoying the fine spring weather that we finally have.
Yeah, it's really nice. I know some people were looking back on their Facebook pages. The On This Day feature was pointing to 5 years ago today. We were shoveling through a couple feet of snowfall.
Yes.
Like, wow, really? 5 years ago? I don't even remember that. But what I do remember right now is that it was an incredibly long winter. And now that hopefully it's now behind us, any last little bit came yesterday. No more of that, and now we can focus on what we love about living here in Saskatchewan, and that's a nice warm spring, summer, and hopefully a long fall as well to shorten up that next winter.
There you go.
But lots to talk about today in terms of the real estate market, particularly in Yorkton and area, and now's about a time I think people look at it as a good time to start looking and selling.
You know what? It is. It's everybody is, they talk about the spring market. You hear that a lot. And with spring comes, everybody starts getting that itch to maybe we're going to move. Let's have a look at our home. They've realized they've been stuck inside for however many months this last winter.
Mm-hmm.
And they go, oh no, we don't have enough room in the house with, you know, the kids aren't three anymore. They're 13. And we need to look at maybe upgrading our domicile a little bit.
Yeah, no, for sure. Lots of people, I know they use this spring as a way to get some spring cleaning done as well, inside and out, and that's usually a good routine, especially if thinking about putting a home on the market too.
Yeah, that's right. You know, one thing is that I get a lot of calls, and especially in the spring, is people are looking, saying, what do we need to do? There's actually is a lot to do, but one of the first things is I always tell people, let's learn the market. Let's see what's happening out in the market here. We always hear the term buyer's market or seller's market.
Mm-hmm.
Currently is, if you talk to one person, they'll say it's a buyer's market in town. You talk to another person, they'll say, well, no, it's more of a balanced market. We are not in a seller's market by any means, as we do have a fairly balanced inventory out there.
Okay.
But with learning the market is learn what's been sold in your neighborhood. Learn what has not been sold in your neighborhood. And sometimes it's more of what's not been sold is a better indicator of where you're standing. And find out why that property didn't sell. A big thing to watch for is when you're learning the market and you start talking to your realtor, avoid overpricing. There's a lot of times is we'll get told, I've heard it lots. Well, we can always come down in price. We can always come down in price, or let's price it up here, but I'm open to offers. When I say that about the overpricing is what tends to happen is if you have a gradual price drop, it's a signal to the house hunters that more decreases are to come. If your house sits on the market long enough, prospective buyers will wonder what's wrong with it and why do they keep dropping the price. In the end, when most homes are priced too high and we've seen a lot of price dropping, you actually will sell at a lower price than if you had priced it at a lower price to start with. And you'll get closer to your list price then. Because when it sits on the market, you get that public perception that there's something wrong. Again, too, is best thing you can do is hire a realtor. We are professionals and we know what's going on in the market. When your realtor comes and brings you the comparables, they're bringing you comparables of your home. They're trying to give you a proper estimate of what your home value is. The biggest thing is that one thing that I do recommend to a lot of people is remember, you want to sell. There's a huge emotional attachment to that home, and I fully understand that. But ask yourself, if you were looking at that home as a buyer, would you pay that price for that home? A realtor, we do our best to give you the proper price. We'll show you all the comparables, everything else. there is anomalies out there where somebody will pay a little bit higher price, but at the same time is that person wants that home and is willing to pay that little bit of a higher price. It's not every buyer out there. Because when the buyer is working with a realtor, that realtor that is bringing that buyer to your home, remember this, they're going to be showing that buyer comparables. They're going to be showing them what is sold in the neighborhood. They're going to be showing them what that neighborhood's average price is, what their high price is, what the low price is. Mm-hmm. So they will educate their buyer. So when you have a house that's maybe you've got it at too high a price and a buyer brings in an offer of a lot lower and the buyer's agent is saying, well, here's the comparables that we used. The selling agent, this your agent as representing you as a seller's agent, has also looked at those same comparables, and maybe you guys have talked about this. Mm. So sometimes as you will get someone that will bring a ridiculously low offer. I'm not saying that doesn't happen.
Right.
But at the same time, though, is remember this, is that that buyer's agent is also going to be educating them on what the price of that neighborhood is and what the highs, the lows, and the medium prices are.
Now, as for things like estimates and things of that nature, when it finally comes down to finding a concrete number, is that something that people can look for from a realtor to provide for them? Is there a third party that sometimes gets involved with that process?
No. You're looking at your, when offers are coming in, your buyer's agent is the one that is doing everything they can to provide and educate mm-hmm. the buyer. And as a seller, I always go with my sellers. I say, here's where we are. Here's what we can probably expect to see when we sit down for a listing appointment. Here's what we can see for offers coming in. Here's where I see your house selling. Mm-hmm. This is what the market is dictating right now. This is at this price point. This is how many days we can realistically expect you to be on the market. Now, it's never an exact science.
Right.
I have gone into with some clients and they say, okay, well, I need this much out of my home. So we sit down and we look and say, okay, well, you are priced on the very high end of the market at this moment. So then what you do is you as sellers and seller's agent, you go into it and you realize this is a long-term arrangement, not a short-term. This is going to be long-term, and this is why. So you do everything you can to accommodate that scenario as well.
Now, when it comes to, say, first-time home buyers, people look at things about whether or not they can make it work when, I guess, outlining a budget for themselves of what they're looking at, and some of the fees, if you will, that are attached to someone looking at that purchase. I guess, can you talk a bit about that process of how someone gets approved for their loan from, or the mortgage, if you will, from the bank? And they got to put some payment down in form of the down payment, but then like fees and all the rest of it. How does that work out for the buyer's end?
Good industry rule of thumb on the buyer's end is figure on about 1.5% of the purchase price.
Okay.
If you look up on the internet, you'll get the same sort of thing. I always recommend to my buyers is if you we'll just use a $200,000 home.
Yep.
If you've got a $200,000 home, 5% down on that is $10,000. Mm-hmm. I always recommend to my buyers is you want to make sure that you have about half that down payment mm-hmm. just sitting there, maybe not all of it, but a big chunk of that is going to be with your lawyer's costs, your land registration fees, and then I always sort of say it tongue-in-cheek, your nickel and dime fees, mm-hmm. such as all your hookups, your cost of your actual move. Of you need to rent that vehicle, you need to rent the truck maybe, or you need to get boxes, you need to buy pizza for everybody that's helped you move.
True.
You may have to hire a mover.
Yeah.
Depending on what state you are in life. There's your hookup fees for your internet, for your natural gas, for your power. There's all those other little fees, and then you still may want to at the same time though is you maybe want to do a little bit of upgrading of paint.
Yep.
You want to get your carpets cleaned when you moved in. Maybe the seller did clean the carpets, but you still want to get them cleaned. You may want to get your furnace ducts cleaned.
Right.
There's all these other little things that you don't see on the big picture. So I always talk with my buyers and I say, hey, there's all these other little things that you may want to consider in your budget.
Right. So as much as they have, say, $25,000 hypothetically in their savings account, that doesn't automatically mean, okay, we can look at a house now at 5% of that $25,000. We got to make sure that things are taken care of elsewhere.
That's exactly it. And then the same, too, is that with the sellers is, again, too, is once you've come up with a price, you've sat down with your real estate agent, you sat down with myself, and you said, okay, here's the plan. We're going to list at this price. Here's what we expect to see on the sale price. We're listing it very competitively what the market is. Then I always tell my seller is, okay, let's figure out what your actual hard costs are. As a real estate agent, I get paid a commission. The commissions that you pay me, there's a set rate. Now, if another agent, a buyer, if I don't sell your home, but another agent, beauty of multiple listing services, MLS, is what happens there is that those commissions are split in half. I earn half of the commission for representing the seller. The buyer's agent earns half of those commissions representing the buyer. There is on the commissions only, not on the full purchase price, but on the commissions that you pay to your real estate company, is there is GST and PST on top of that.
Okay.
You still have your lawyer fees that you will pay to facilitate the sale. Then there is other fees that may come involved with is you may have taxes that are owed, or depending on what time of year, maybe you've paid your property taxes already and the buyer will credit you back. Because remember this, is that say if we sold the house today, May 1st, and sold possession was today, you as the seller are still responsible for the property taxes from January 1st to April 30th. The buyer is responsible for the property taxes from May 1st through to the end of the year.
Sure.
Now, depending on where you live, the tax assessment may not come out. So the lawyers will figure out, they'll base it maybe on last year's tax assessment.
Okay.
And what property taxes were there, they'll figure it out per day, and they'll go from there. Now, you as a seller, because you haven't paid the property taxes, a lot of times is what I see happen is that the seller's lawyer or representation will pay the buyer's lawyer, they'll give them a credit.
Yeah.
Type deal. So there's those costs. There's again too is you may have a payout penalty on your mortgage. You need to figure that out. Other things too is maybe unbeknownst to you, there was a lien put against the property that you didn't realize. These are things to make sure that you go through. We walk through everything. So at the end of the day, you know exactly what this sale is going to cost you. Sometimes too is before we've even listed it, I recommend to the sellers, let's figure out all your hard costs to see actually how much you have left over for equity. Make sure that maybe this sale might not be right at this moment for you. Maybe you've got a huge payout penalty on your mortgage, but you've only got a year left. Oh, okay, well then let's bite the bullet. We'll wait a year. And then we'll readdress this because maybe your payout penalty is $5,000 or $6,000.
Yeah,
that's $5,000 or $6,000 more that could go towards a new home, could go towards something else.
All right, no, all important to consider. Again, our guest today on All You Ever Wanted to Know, Lloyd Seymour from Core Real Estate Inc. Lots to think about whether you are a buyer or a seller. And if you ever want to take that step and become part of the market, perhaps even for that first ever time, give Lloyd a call. Feel free to give your info, Lloyd.
They can get a hold of me, either call me or text me at 306-621-4310, or they can find me on Facebook under Lloyd Seymour Realtor.
Excellent. It's often, very comparable to a lot of people just budgeting for certain things, and also important, too, when they get things sorted out, even with an early trip to a bank with a pre-approval for mortgages, looking at the realistic things like rates and things of that nature, too, because that can really help budget. Because after you make that down payment, you got to start looking at, well, what are my monthly payments or weekly payments or biweekly payments all going to look like?
And that's exactly it. I always sit down with, I have on my phone And anybody can do it. I've got a mortgage app.
Okay.
And that mortgage app, when I'm sitting there and I'm sitting showing a house and the buyer says, okay, well, how much is this going to cost me? I never figure out just the mortgage. I always figure out, because you have property taxes involved, you have home insurance involved, you have utilities involved. So at the end of the day is the one mortgage app that I have on my phone, and buyers start asking me this. We'll figure everything out. We'll figure out kind of a rough purchase price where they want to be at.
Mm-hmm.
Here's your down payment. Here's what everything looks like. Your mortgage payment may be $500 a month. And everybody thinks, woohoo, that's cheap. And then all of a sudden, as we start adding in property taxes on it, we start adding in utilities on it, we start adding house insurance on it. And I always sort of joke with my buyers and say, well, you know, before you've put any food in the fridge, here's your real cost. So that $500 could actually turn out to be $900.
Yeah.
But those are your hard costs every month.
Mm-hmm.
So then you're, again, too, is like I was saying earlier with the buyers, then you're not getting hit with this big shock.
Right.
Call it sticker shock, call it whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of people out there right now that I can tell you this, is that it still is cheaper to own a home in Yorkton than it is to rent.
Wow.
So there is some people that are finding that they're able to purchase a home, get what they want, and the rent that they're paying is their mortgage with all their other hard costs involved is actually cheaper than their rent.
Yeah. Now, as well, when it comes to looking at a home, then finding someone is very much interested and maybe looking at making it their next home, or someone's wanting to sell that home, a big part of the step is to make sure that things are looked at by professionals too, in the forms of an inspection.
That's right. When you come in, and this works both ways, mm-hmm. for the seller and for the buyer. I've actually had sellers say, well, do you think we should get a home inspection done? My comment is, well, let's have a look. And sometimes is absolutely get one done, especially if they're going into it with a long-term goal and they haven't done a lot of house maintenance over the life of their home.
Sure.
A home inspection can run you anywhere from about $350 to $500. But you get the home inspector to come in. That way they walk through the home and they tell you everything that they see that the buyer may pick apart. Then we sit down with the sellers and we go through the home inspection and say, okay, here's where we are. This is what he's addressed. This is what he hasn't addressed. This is the good, this is the bad, and this is the ugly. Now, let's address a few of these things, but at the same time, though, is we've had a home inspection done by a reputable home inspector. There's lots of great guys in the area. Hire any of them. They come in, they give you a good home inspection, and then you can address that, and then you can also, too, is you can price your home accordingly. So that way, when the buyer's agent comes in and says, well, it needs all this work.
Right.
I can say to the buyer's agent, well, we've priced it accordingly to what the market says it is. Here's, if all that work is done, here's the price that it would be. Here's the price that it is because we still know that it needs this work done to it.
Yeah.
On a buyer's side of it too, is you're getting it done so that you know what needs to be addressed today, what maybe needs to be addressed 5 years from now, what maybe doesn't even, what you thought would need to be addressed is actually a non-issue. So both I highly recommend is get an inspection done.
Right.
On the selling side, it is up to the seller whether they do it or not. I've always offered that option. On the buyer, I recommend is get it done. That way you're walking into something that is used. You've got a book there that says all of a sudden as you look, the shingles aren't looking good. That's right. That home inspector said we needed to address this in 4 or 5 years. Well, we've been in the house for 3.5. That's right. I remember saying that. Or you know that expense is coming up. It's house maintenance. You can start budgeting for it as soon
sure.
as you move in.
Yeah.
There's things where he will say that they've hit the end of their usable life, say carpet. It could be a bathroom sink.
Mm-hmm.
Again, when you move in, these are something that you know that you need to address in the near future. So you do that. On the seller side of it is he'll say the same thing. So then we price the house accordingly. How much is it going to cost somebody to replace this?
Right.
You may not have realized that there was a problem with the furnace. you don't know. You get it inspected. There's things that can make the furnace, you know, I have a cracked heat exchanger. Oh, well, look, it's under warranty. There is some warranties that are strictly for the homeowner that stay with the homeowner on that purchase of that furnace.
Yep.
Some stay with the house. But if you have installed that furnace and the warranty is on, its warranty is strictly with the homeowner, then get it fixed.
Yeah.
That way the buyer coming in says, oh, look, all these little incidentals have been fixed. You can leave the home inspection out. You can leave out what you've fixed on that home inspection.
Mm-hmm.
It just adds to the sale of your home.
For sure. Now, as well, when it comes to some of the projects too around the house, I know you've given caution before that sometimes obsessing over certain things are worth the time. Like you've alluded to, some of these things that are maybe under warranty, like those are great ideas. Other times, caution that, hey, just because you're going to fix it up to something in a way that you may like, hey, that's not to say the buyer that comes through is going to like it.
Exactly. The other thing too is to remember too is okay, we're spring. Let's have a quick look here. We've hit a list price. We've got a game plan in place. We've got everything. Let's step back and look at your house. Let's look at exterior first. Let's power rake the lawn. Let's make all that look really good. Sometimes a matter of grabbing a pressure washer, giving the sidewalks a quick spray down, makes them all look new.
Mm-hmm.
Clean the house, clean the windows. Clean the gutters out, come inside the home, and say you've got that pre-sale inspection done, and they've said is you've got a kitchen taps that need to be replaced. These are great curb appeal things.
Right.
Go get the new kitchen taps in.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a bathroom sink that is at the end of the usable life. You can start to see metal through the enamel. They're not expensive. They're easy to install. Go replace it. Inside the home, clean, clean, clean. Give it a good spring cleaning. Open up the windows. Get some fresh air running through it. Maybe even give the carpets a quick clean. If you've got pets and stuff like that, we've all seen that commercial where we turn nose blind.
Sure.
Well, sometimes you don't realize it, but that commercial speaks more truth than fiction. So maybe go and give the house a really good deep spring cleaning. Get it all looking really nice. Till up the flower beds. Put some flowers out front. Make it so when somebody walks up to the home, it looks really nice. You may want to consider giving the house a quick clean on the outside with a pressure washer too.
Sure.
That's entirely up to you. But I do highly recommend is do the windows. If you see some minor paint on your, say the trim around your windows needs to be done, scrape it down and do it. These are things that a homeowner can do real easily themselves.
Sure.
When it comes to the major projects, really stop and think and talk with myself, talk with your realtor, doesn't matter who, talk with that realtor and say, is it worth my while to do this?
Right.
Again, like you just have said, is you may make it all look really nice. New buyer comes in and they absolutely do not like the color of the walls. They do not like the new flooring down, and they're ripping this all up. I caution is that make sure that what you're doing is a value added.
Mm-hmm.
If you invest $1,000, will that $1,000 come back to you in the sale? If you're only going to see $250 of it or $500 of it, why take a 50% loss?
Yeah. No, exactly. Lots of great advice again today with Lloyd Seymour from Core Real Estate. Again, if you want to get a hold of Lloyd, you can either call the office or a cell.
Yeah, my cell number is 306-621-4310.
Good stuff. Flew by on us today, Lloyd.
Holy smokes, yeah.
Something else you want to get out there before we wrap it all up today?
You know what is, I hope everybody's having a really good spring. Mm-hmm. Is the kids are, you know, be cautious when you're out there driving and that. The kids are all out playing. They've been trapped inside for all winter long. Have a look. You're going to see soccer balls coming out into the road, stuff like that. Hope everyone has a great spring.
No. Well, thanks again for stopping by. We'll chat again next month.
That sounds good. You
closer
have a good day.
Closer to summer.
Yes.
That's all you ever wanted to know on The Rock 98.5. Stay tuned. Scott Fitzsimmons will be chatting with organizers of the Yorkton MS Walk in just a moment. Stay tuned.